The No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. I'm here to tell you the truth. And I mean, let's be honest, somebody has to tell you the truth and be straight about it. I'm the guy. Here are three big things you need to know right now. If you want to live healthy and prosper, there's one thing you can never eat: bread. We talked about that, but that's why Tom Brady never eats bread. I'm going to repeat it a few times going forward. Number two, the vaccine mandates are being handed down in blue states, causing more problems by far than any of them are solving. Trust me, it's settled science. Voters will cast the bums out next year by the dozens. And number one, the cost of living is under assault, worse than the southern border right now. And that's saying something. Wage increases are being destroyed by the rise in the price of, well, just about everything. Especially when you try to go buy food, bread included. Inflation is real, and it's really dangerous to this country. You see, you hear all of this noise about how they're raising rates to gotta have $15 an hour. What good does that do, Bernie? If you destroy the country by spending trillions of dollars and running inflation through the roof, then you want the minimum wage to be $25 or $50. It never ends. Because you don't understand how it works. Also on the horizon, and just in time for winter, are exploding energy bills. Meaning those in the north could see heating bills that are, well, frankly, devastating. And frankly, Grandpa Joe even gets it now. Unbelievably. Now admitting that America is in trouble under his failing leadership, and the inability for families to pay the bills is creating trouble. Listen.
I know many Americans are still struggling to make it through each and every day. For too many, it's harder and harder to pay the bills. Food, gas, rent, health care.
That's right. This is your America, Grandpa. Joe Biden, you have put us here. Inflation, eating up paychecks, people getting paid government money to sit on the couch when they should be at work. Jobs give people purpose and identity. Couches, not so much. But hey, I do have good news, all right? I do have good news because Grandpa Joe says if he can just spend a mere $3.5 trillion of our tax dollars on his make-believe infrastructure bills and plans, he will lower the cost of living. He'll end inflation. And by the way, as a bonus, he's going to end bad weather too. He's like a damn magician. Listen.
But if you want to talk about actually lowering the cost of living for people in this country, my plan does just that. By strengthening the capacity of our economy, we'll also reduce inflationary pressures over the long run. Here's something else my plan does. It confronts the crisis of extreme weather events that we're seeing all around us and around the world, just here in America.
He is incredible. You know that magic wand that Barack Obama used to say, what does he have, a magic wand? Apparently, Joe Biden got it. He can spread fairy dust and rainbows and unicorns, and everything will be great. He can spend unlimited amounts of money, trillions, in fact. Inflation won't go up, the cost of living will go down, and everybody will have a big, meaningful job. Pass the doobie. By the way, I have even better news, potentially. Old Joe says, don't worry about any of the cost. Nothing to worry about here, folks. He can soak successful people in successful companies in this country to the point that he can pay for the whole thing. It's a lie, but it's what he's saying. Listen.
What I'm proposing is totally different from that approach for three reasons. First, my plan is paid for.
Oh.
It's fiscally responsible. Because our investments are paid for by making sure that corporations and wealthy Americans pay their fair share.
Pay their fair share. I want to hear one Democrat, just one. Define that term. What is fair share? 20%? 30%? 40%? What is it? Keep claiming the companies pay no taxes, but all they are doing is following the laws that are in the tax code. So you're angry at companies for following the laws that people like you, Joe Biden, have put in place since you were elected in 1972. This is on you, Mr. President. You've been involved with this since 1972. These are your tax laws. As a United States Senator, you voted on all of these things, many of which you put through. Now you're bellyaching about it? Please, do us all a favor and shut up. Oh, and by the way, even though companies are short-staffed everywhere and people are quitting over COVID vaccine mandates and other issues like that, the Secretary of Commerce is still pushing mandatory jabs. So while Joe Biden's trying to spend his way to prosperity, you've got Joe Biden and the rest of his administration trying to force you to get the jab. Plus, they want you to pay for everyone else along the way, too, including their kids and everything else. You have to listen to this magic. Here it is.
Now, many business owners in Honolulu say the pandemic has them short-staffed dealing.
Well, first, we have to make sure everybody gets vaccinated and schools stay open and businesses can remain open. But secondly, we need to make the investments the president is pushing Congress to make in child care tax credit, health care, the care economy. You know, you cannot hold down a job or take a job or take a promotion if you have to stay home caring for your elderly loved ones or if you don't have reliable child care for your kids.
Yeah. Go ahead and have as many kids as you want. Go to the college of your choice, nicest college you can find, any place you can go, as long as they have a nice swimming pool and a great meal plan. It doesn't matter. Your neighbors will pay for all of it. They'll pay for your college, your meal plan, your kids, all of it. In fact, you don't have to pay for anything. And you know what the good news is? You won't have to pay any taxes either, because we're only going to soak the rich and the successful companies, the ones that have done well in America. We're going to teach them a lesson. We'll punish them punitively so that you can do anything you want. Yeah, it's absurd, of course. It's over the top, of course. And by the way, even though companies are short-staffed everywhere and people are quitting over the COVID vaccine mandates, she's still pushing that. She can't seem to get past it. It's all true. And I think we heard a bit of this. Even in the paradise of Hawaii, the staffing issues are crushing companies. The paradise of Hawaii, everything can be free. Here's a little snippet from the local CBS news outlet, Hawaii. Listen.
Now, many business owners in Honolulu say the pandemic has them short-staffed, dealing with the rising prices, and they feel like they are reaching a breaking point. Now, some restaurants have decided to shut down dine-in completely and transition to takeout only.
Yeah, there you have it. Bidenomics. Here's the problem with Joe Biden. Well, there's several, but I'm going to focus on just one at the moment. He's never been in charge of anything. Joe Biden's always been number two or three or five or 10. He's never been number one. Never run a business. Never had to make payroll. Never laid awake at night wondering, can I get the employees paid tomorrow if that check doesn't come in? Never had to make a decision to pay the employees and not yourself. I've been there. Every business owner in America has been there. Pay the employees. Don't take a check yourself. Real people in business and economics understand how that works. He does not. He has been either in college or in government service getting a government check his entire life. No, he didn't go to Idaho. No, he didn't apply for a job at some lumber company. Lumberjack Joe. That didn't happen. Again, pass the doobie. We're going to take a quick break here. Yeah, well, so it is. It's that time of the day, right? Let's see. Coming up, we've got Congressman Tim Walberg and more, so don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.